You're a superintendent of this building, sir?
Two buildings, 863 and 875.
And I see there's like a hole in the front door that at least looks like a bullet. Tell me what happened.
Well, this happened on day after Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, that's when I was out here shoveling. They were shooting across here at the G City. He came out, they started shooting at everybody. That's how the hole got in there from a gun.
Did you see who it was?
It was a crowd of people, and also they were there shooting. They're shooting at anywhere, and that's how that got hit.
And what is the reason for the shooting, do you know?
There's too much crimes out here. Violence, children, it's not safe out here. Elderly people ain't safe out here. We all got to communicate, just pull together and try to clean up.
Why do you think there's so much crime in this area?
Because we need more police out here. We need more police and supervision out here. And we need some recreation for kids, have somewhere to go if they be on these street corners.
Is the police patrolling those streets at night?
Nope. Now they need to be out here more at night to check buildings and stuff. Like, they got keys to come in. Sometimes they be out here.
Sometimes, the majority of the time, a lot of times, they do be out here and parked over on the corner and parked down the street.
They need to be out here more often at night, especially after 12 and 5 in the morning.
How do people get weapons in this community? Where do they come from? Do you know?
We don't know. We've been the super here for about 10 years now, but we couldn't say because we mostly, to ourselves, work inside.
You just don't stay outside at night?
No, I don't stay outside, period. I'm just out here today to hold up my sign.
Because it's dangerous to be here?
It's dangerous here. It's dangerous everywhere. We on the main avenue. It's dangerous.
They be on each corner. Mm-hmm. And we got to try to work somehow to clean these corners up. That's what all the drugs be at and all this squatter be in inside the building. That's not fair for my tenants.
There's a lot of drugs here?
A lot of drugs on each corner.
What kind of drugs?
Coke, dope, heroin, weed.
And it's been like that as long as you've been here?
Yeah.
And you don't think the police is doing enough to...
They're not doing enough as they're supposed to. They get more force, they'll clean up, they'll stop all this.
Have you ever seen a demonstration like that in this neighborhood?
Like
a rally that you just saw pass by?
Just like years ago. Back.
Yeah, they had rallies like this where the people walk down the street.
But not
and stuff.
On 18th Avenue.
It's about the second one, where at least they walk and say nice things, you know, try to get the people together.
The same people here that you see?
I don't know if they're the same people, because I wasn't out here, but I happened to come to the one to see them. But I wasn't out here.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's a good beginning?
I think it's a great beginning. They keep it up and stuff. We go ahead and do it. Keep doing what they're doing. It'll work. I really believe
we got to pull together. That's it.
You're holding a sign there. What are you going to do with the sign?
Well, I'm going to take it in the house and pitch it up to the wall, to the window, the front window, facing outwards.
You think people will get together and try to protect the neighborhood?
I don't know. I can't say what other people, but I'm quite sure us people in this building and the people over in the next building, we'll try to, you know, do what we could.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. Okay.
While we were marching, can you believe this? Listen, while we were marching, chanting Stop the Violence, somebody gave me the program from a funeral this morning of a young boy that was killed as a victim of violence. Gave it to me right, it was in the van. They was going that way, we was marching this way. He stuck it out right here. So this was my nephew. Just today, buried today. Sheldon Rohan Kelly. I'm gonna tell you how old he was. He was 19 years old. 19 years old. This is Stephanie. What's your name, honey? Stephanie and Breanne, they're going to tell you about their friend, Sheldon. Give Stephanie a hand. Give her a hand.
Shelton, a.k.a. Shelby, he got killed May 6th on Myrtle Avenue because he wouldn't let some dude in the building that was trying to rob them. And, oh, man.
Wait a minute. I want everybody's attention, please. Everybody, quiet. I want everybody to be... Now, here's a young person trying to tell y'all something. Everybody come in. Here's a young person trying to tell you about another young person that was killed right here on Myrtle Avenue. Now, give us some respect.
Shelly, he was a nice person. He was a good person. And that day when they found out, when it went down, they said he was sitting in the hallway on Myrtle and down the street from Myrtle Park. He was sitting in the hallway just chilling with his friends and a lot of females. To me, I think it was a setup because the person that was in there with him, they knew what was going down. They knew what was going to happen. Shelly got killed after he got robbed for his stuff. They killed him because he wouldn't let them in the building. And to me, let him rest in peace. One love for him.
All right. Deanne, you want to say something?
No.
Give them a hand, Deanne and Stephanie. Talk about, he died May 6th, right here on right where we gathered to march. Woo. If I had known that, we would have invited his family to march with us today. That's but right. If you can put us in touch with his family, we'll come back and we'll do a memorial for him. Thank you. Give them a big hand. And they joined the march. They just joined up with us. They joined the march. I understand we got a resident of this community. They live right here in this community. Not you.
Yes.
There's a sister here that lives in the community that wants to speak.
Sister's got to say something. I want to hear the women.
We have Miss Teresa Ware is here. She lives in this community, and she wanted to say something about the violence that's going on. Go ahead,
sister. That's right, sister. Come on, bring it.
So my name is Doris Webb.
That's right.
I just want to let everybody know I've been living around here for 20 years now, and I have 5 precious kids. My little cousin got killed on Springfield Avenue in Ellis by McDonald's 2 weeks ago, and I was locked up. I just want to ask the young kids out here to please, please stop the violence. Please stop the killing each other. That's we right. need each
That's
other.
Right.
Let's please just come together and help one another.
Right.
I just came home from doing time. I'm trying to go to jail.
That's right.
I just love all my black brothers and sisters. This ain't the way to live, y'all. Life is better than this.
Right.
Let's please stop the violence and come together as a family and help one another. I've been out here on these streets for years, and I'm tired. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of stealing. I'm tired of selling drugs. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of going to jail. Please, please, brothers and sisters, take it from me. Let's stop the violence and come together and love one another. I love you, family. I love y'all. Power to the people. Let's stop the violence.
Power to the people.
Somebody here. That's right.
Where's Lisa? Tell Lisa to come talk. Lisa.